Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms. We too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, this is Sauce. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to have Rafaela Brown on the show today. And today what we are talking about is the idea of reinventing yourself. Another way of looking at that would be how to live out your truest self in your most immense expression in all of the ways that you live and love and move through this world throughout your life. And sometimes it's very important to take a look at the parts of ourselves that we might have cast aside or that we might have deemed as not good enough, and to bring all of those really vital parts of ourselves back home so that you can be who you're meant to be. Today, we talk about some ways that you can move into that territory and also the benefits of doing so and how existentially it is really important to consider these things. And I can't think of a better person to talk about this with than Rafaela Brown. And if this is your first time meeting Rafaela, she is a certified personal and leadership coach, helping women in leadership bring the best of who they are to their work and personal life. And her own experience of overworking and burnout and trying to do it all has informed so much of her work. She was actually my very first guest on the show, and so she talks about this in episode 2. It's a great episode. It's way back in the beginning. And actually, I'll just put all of the links to each of her episodes in the show notes. She is a very, very loved person on this podcast, and I am so excited that she's back. I want to also let you know that there's going to be a shift in the cadence of this podcast. I'll let you know more about that next week, but I'm working on a really exciting new podcast, a project that I'm doing with Allison Scott, who's also a very loved co-host. And since this podcast is going to shift in the times that episodes are released, I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already so that you can make sure to get a notification when new episodes come out. And also, if you subscribe to my newsletter on my website, which is lorisauce.com, then you can be kept abreast of everything that's going on. I'm really excited for what's to come, and I can't wait to share it all with you as it unfolds. If you want to keep in touch in the meantime, I also do coaching. It's all on my website. Feel free to send me an email if you have any questions. Okay, here is my episode with Rafaela. I think it's one of the most important things for us to talk about before I slow the cadence of this show down. It's a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, as is Rafaela. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Here is our conversation. Hey, everyone. I'm here with Rafaela Brown.
Hi, everyone. I'm back.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you back, Rafaela. And today we're talking about reinventing yourself. Exactly. One of the reasons we wanted to talk about this is because even though Rafaela and I haven't had a chance to record on the podcast for a little bit, we do check in regularly and have little catch-up chats with each other. And we both find it very important for both ourselves, as well as in the work we do with our clients, for people to be their truest versions of themselves with their most immense expression and unbounded way of being who they really are. And so we wanted today to talk about this. Rafaela, when it comes to redesigning yourself, what does that mean for you?
I love that question. The first thing that comes to mind is honoring all of who you are. Really honoring and those parts that you may have like pushed down, or things that you push to the side because of time, or maybe not the courage. Being able to sit and reflect and reconnect with that part and go for it, whatever that may be. Yeah. So I said all that to say is like honoring yourself.
Oh, that really hits. Yes, with my work with clients and also in my own life pursuit, Francis Weller, I'm already quoting him in this episode. It was going to happen sooner or later. But Francis Weller speaks about the outcast parts of ourselves, the parts that maybe we put aside due to shame or some time in our life where we were embarrassed about something or we were criticized or marginalized or about something. And maybe in our younger years, it wasn't safe. And so people put aside parts of their personality. Maybe it's their exuberance. Maybe it's their humor. Maybe it's their, it really could be anything. It can be pursuits. Like, you know, for me singing, whatever it was, that was so true to you. But for some reason, it went dormant. And so when I work with clients, we sort of speak about it as reclaiming those parts and bringing those parts back home. And sometimes there'll be some shame wound or something that's sort of bundled with it. And so this work can also be really compassionate, I think.
It can. And it made me think about extending yourself grace, right? So even if there are times that you know, it went dormant, you pushed it aside, whatever it may be, and you're now at a point in your life where you're able to look at it, assess it. This just came to mind. Hug it. Whatever it is that, that is so needed where you are now, being able to do that and start nurturing that part of you at this time.
I love that word, nurturing. That is so beautiful. And I love imagining someone giving a hug to their, you know, their parts. But that's true. I think in soul work, it's the idea of keeping the adult presence. And so when you turn toward that part of you that was cast out, or that younger part of you that is fearful, there is an importance to be relational and loving toward that whole experience or that whole part of you. So I think nurturing is a great way to bring it back. It's so much better than like not being gracious or not being grace-filled, right? Because that's then just being that old critical voice again, or the chiding or whatever, which is only going to make that part of us get more nervous or recoil or harden or something. It doesn't keep it warm.
Exactly. And so when it comes to reinventing yourself, to your point, being grace-filled, I like that, grace-filled. So you don't recoil. The whole point of it is that you notice that something was off and you want it to take time with it. You want it to give it attention and you want it to build it up. So whatever that habit, that goal, if it's something within yourself, just making more room for it, for that.
Yes. So to you listening, what is something in your life that went dormant that kind of calls to you, or maybe calls to you quite strongly? So with that in mind, Rafaela, I wonder if we could imagine for the listener, what would the two paths of their life look like if they reclaim that part of themselves versus if they didn't?
Well, to start off with what it could look like. And that's like, so the first thing that I saw were many doors opening, right?
Yeah.
But I also saw it as like, which might scare people, but a roller coaster ride, right?
A little bit,
A little bit, because you, as you're doing whatever it is, the work, you rub up against those things that kind of will challenge you, right? So whether that's the thoughts, whether that's old behaviors, whether that's people who are saying like, oh, why are you doing that? You know, you can't do that, or just whatever that is. And you being in the place to step beyond that. So imagine yourself stepping beyond all the naysayers, whether it's your thoughts or others, and getting over that and moving forward. Nothing but endless possibilities of great things. The other road is life is the same. You don't change anything. It's just the same path. You know, it's a comfort zone. It is a comfort zone,
right?
It's what you know. It is familiar, and it's the same. And what came to mind is Groundhog Day in a movie.
Yeah, we should put that in the show notes. That Bill Murray. That's the Bill Murray movie, right?
Yes.
Where the same thing happens. If you're not familiar with the movie, it's like you wake up, same thing every day, right?
Right, right. So
but
being
there's more
able to
the movie than that. But yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I mean the path where you don't do anything, there's not necessarily gonna be like some crazy boogeyman there and life is over. But it's just that you'll continue doing more of the same. Mm-hmm. And the part of reinventing yourself, what I'm hearing is you're looking to do something different that will help you to grow, become more of you, and to live fully in all of who you are.
Mm. Oh, what a brilliant description of both paths. And thank you for naming the roller coaster and the naysayers and the challenges, because that is a very real part, which sometimes can feel daunting or keep people from wanting to try that, which I guess makes it important to make sure we're resourced with support. You know, it's very powerful to have someone in your corner letting you know that you can do this, or if there is a painful memory, that we can hold that part of your history and healing. We can put a salve on that wound and bring some new life to it in a different way. And we can fail and still come back home to each other. And that's all a part, a beautiful part of that process. But what I love about what you said towards the end there is, who did you become in that process? And in reclaiming those parts of yourself that may have gone dormant, you're becoming more of you.
I love that. I love that because, you know, many times when we look to reinvent ourselves or to, you know, work towards a goal, whatever it may be, we think about the end part, right?
Yes.
What it will look like at the end. And we negate or don't appreciate the process towards it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the process of becoming, right?
Yes.
The end goal is the end goal is the actualization. You're there. Hurrah. But everything that happens on the way there builds character, it fortifies you, and it helps you to sustain who you are once you get there, right?
Oh,
if you don't
yes.
have all of those little things along the way, I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right?
Right, right, right. It wouldn't, yes. I love this whole path that you're describing. And one of the things that I think about and that I also see with my clients time and time and time again is that as they pursue something and they become a truer version of themselves, it's the becoming that you're just talking about, that process. As that happens, the becoming, it spills over into all aspects of life because it's you that's shifting. Mm-hmm. So yes, there might be an outcome in a goal in a particular area, but I think it also affects the ways that we love. It affects the ways that we live and show up because we're more true to the core of who we really are, which I think is so beautiful.
It is. And the way you described it, it is extremely beautiful. And thinking about how can you set yourself up for success along the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are those small things? And this is something I talk to clients about. What are those small things that you can do to support you on the way? And it's needed. It's needed. So
yes.
whether is that, you know, accountability through a friend, your partner, or whether it's like, okay, I'm gonna put it in my calendar to pop mm-hmm. up. just those tiny things, or maybe whether it's like, okay, I need to focus, so I'm not going to have my phone around me for an hour. What are the things that you can do to set yourself up for success for this reinvention?
Love this. Yes. And one of the things that I work with my clients is giving a larger context to why we might have put those things away in the first place, and bringing a lot of love and compassion and healing to that place, and being able to separate, as we've spoken about before, so we can turn towards that part of ourselves that is fearful or is quiet or is that is hesitant, you know, mm-hmm. and bringing a lot of care to that part as we also start to emerge in a solid way, like you're talking about. Yeah, Rafaela, I know we have to wrap this episode, but any last words for the listener?
The last thing I'll say is, when it comes to reinvention, really get clear on what makes what you're looking to do so important, right? Because a lot of times we're just looking around and like, oh, I should be doing this. I should do that. Not necessarily. So right. How does it align for your life, whatever it may be? And really dig into that. Like, does this align for your life? Because your life does not look like anyone else's. And what makes what you're hoping to do, desiring to do, going to do, so valuable and important for you to make that change?
What a great way to end this episode. Thank you. That's so good. Otherwise, you'll be reclaiming someone else's life and trying to live that.
And you don't want to do that.
No. Rafaela, thank you so much. It's so nice to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
And if people want to connect with you or work with you, where can they find you?
They could definitely email me at info@rafaelabrown.com. They can go to my website at www.rafaelabrown.com. And they can also find me on LinkedIn and send me a message. So I love getting messages and emails, and I will respond.
And I am on Instagram at Lori Sasse, LORISASE, or my website, LoriSasse.com. I would love to work with you if you're interested in coaching Rafaela too. And who knows, we might put together another program together. We love working with each other. So keep in touch with both of us. And we hope you have a great week.
Yes, have a beautiful week.